Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, You Are Perfect with Your Imperfections, comes from the audio program Sacred as You Are, with teacher and author Jeff Foster. Mitchell Clute, a producer at Sounds True, was with Jeff Foster in the Sounds True studio where this program was recorded in front of a small studio audience. Here's what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick.
Jeff brings a unique and personal approach to the subject of depression and how it relates to full presence and aliveness. Sharing his own journey through depression, from suicidal self-loathing to a full embrace of all of life with its joys and challenges, its beauty and suffering, Jeff offers a simple but powerful teaching. Simply accept yourself fully, just as you are in this moment. Jeff isn't trying to teach anyone how to be happy or how to awaken, because he says there isn't a problem that needs to be fixed. You're perfect as you are right now, including all the self-judgments, fears, desires, and perceived problems you have in this moment. And in truth, Jeff says, this moment is the only moment you ever have to face. Whatever we may tell ourselves about the past or the future, they exist only here, in this moment, in the present scene of the movie of your life.
You can download the entire program, Sacred as You Are, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick. You Are Perfect with Your Imperfections, with Jeff Foster.
So I'd like to talk about depression, suffering, self-acceptance, in a way that you may not have heard before. I don't claim to be an expert on depression. I'm not a trained psychologist or psychiatrist or medical expert, but I have been on my own journey from suicidal depression, from just being desperate to die, to end my life, to this place of presence and feeling alive. So I'd like to offer you my own perspective. I truly believe what we all long for on the deepest level is to feel awake and alive and present to our lives. I don't believe that what any of us are looking for is success or the perfect mind, the perfect body, the perfect feelings, like even the perfect enlightenment. I believe what we're all looking for on the deepest level is just this sense of being awake and alive. What we long for is just to taste life, to no longer be numb, to no longer protect ourselves from the joy and the pain of life, the ecstasy and the agony, the excitement and the boredom. I believe what we all long for is just to come to see that it's all life, the happiness and the sadness, the bliss and the boredom. So I'm not here in this program to teach you how to be happy or how to be blissful, or how to get rid of your thoughts and feelings. I'm not here to teach you how to become awakened or how to become enlightened, how to become something that you're not. I'm not here to give you the answers. Many years ago, I used to have so many answers. I had come to so many conclusions about myself, about the world. I used to think that I knew everything. I'm not here to give you the answers. I'm not here to try and fix you, change you. Really, on the deepest level, I don't see you as broken. I don't see you as someone who needs to be fixed. I'm here to convey this message, this teaching that really burns in my own heart now, that you are perfect exactly as you are, even in your imperfection, even with your doubts and your pains and your sorrows. There is this deep affection that I'd like to invite you to in this program. There is nothing wrong with you. I spent my whole life until my mid-20s, as I'll share later, really feeling that there was something deeply wrong with me, that on the deepest level I was broken, that I was damaged. And I lived my whole life up until my mid-20s, really living as if I was broken, as if I was damaged, as if there was this darkness inside of me that I had been somehow cursed with. But eventually I came to see that that was the illusion, that there was something wrong with me, that I was damaged, that I was broken. So I'd like to invite you to this same realization. I'd like to remind you that actually there is nothing wrong with you, and there never was. I'd like to invite you to this place of deep self-acceptance and self-love. So I'm not a teacher in the strictest sense, because I don't have the answers for you. I'm not an expert. I am someone who has been on this journey from a place of great darkness, wanting to end my life, coming to see that actually everything I call darkness in myself, everything I call bad or wrong or sinful, was actually just a part of me that longed for love, that longed to be infused, drenched with love and acceptance. Even my deepest pains, my sorrow, my grief, my doubts were not mistakes. And they were not signs that I was broken. They were not signs that there was something wrong with me. They were parts of me that I just longed for embrace, longed for acceptance. And I realize now that that's why I was so depressed for most of my life, was because I had completely forgotten this place of self-acceptance. I was so deeply at war with myself. I was so deeply at war with my thoughts, my feelings. I was at war with my pain as much as my joy. I was at war with my boredom as much as my bliss. I was at war with my anger. I was at war with my fear. I was always running away from myself, trying to become something else, trying to become good and nice and spiritual and kind and all these things I thought I was supposed to be. All these images, these goals that I could never seem to live up to. So in so many ways, I was always running away from myself. And I think in the end, that's what became so exhausting, was that constant flight from myself, that running away from myself, that rejection of myself, that self-abandonment. I really believe at the root of all of our depression is this self-abandonment, this running away from ourselves, trying to become something else, trying to reach some distant future goal, and always feeling that we somehow can't get there. What if the place you actually long to be is much closer? What if that destination, that utopia that has burnt deep in your heart, was the present moment? What if the place you always longed for was where you actually are? And this may sound very strange, because what you may be saying now is, Jeff, well, I don't like the place where I am. I don't want to be in the present moment. I want to be free from my present experience. I want to be free from this pain. I want to be free from this doubt. I want to be free from this deep sense of grief. I want to be free from this feeling of numbness. So right now, what I'm saying to you may not make too much sense, but I would ask that you bear with me through this program, because admittedly, this is a very strange message, at least from the perspective of the mind. So here's the most profound truth. And I think it's a truth that maybe deep down you've always known, and you certainly knew it when you were very young. There is only this present moment. There is only the now. You're only ever facing a moment. That's all you ever have to live, actually, is this moment. Life can seem so overwhelming sometimes when you start to think about everything that's happened to you in the past, everything that may or may not happen to you in the future. Life can seem so huge, even so overwhelming. Life can start to seem like this great burden of past and the burden of future. We start to talk about my life, me and my life. It's very much like your life is a movie. And I love movies, so I love this movie metaphor. And right here, right now, today, this is the scene in the movie of your life, where you sit and you listen to an audio program by this guy called Jeff Foster talking about depression and awakening and self-acceptance. And right now you're listening to these words, you're understanding these words or not, you feel connected with these words or not. you feel confused about what I'm saying or excited about what I'm saying, or maybe a mixture of all of those things, a little bit confused, a little bit scared, a little bit excited. But that's your experience. And that's the present scene. This is the scene in which you sit and listen to an audio program about a guy telling you that it's the present scene of the movie of your life. And it's always the present scene. And this may sound like the most obvious thing to say, but really, if you really sink into this truth, it's the deepest truth of your life, that there is only this present scene. Whenever you stop and you take a look, whatever's happening in your life, whatever's happening in the external world around you, all the chaos and the change and the problems, if you invite attention out of the past and the future and you become very curious, fascinated, you ask the question, what's it actually like to be alive right now? What's it like to be me, where I am? What you will find is this moment, this present scene. You'll feel your feet on the ground. You feel your breath rising and falling. You'll hear sounds happening all around you, sounds from nearby, sounds from far away. Right now you can hear this voice. Maybe you can hear a car beeping outside, or the sound of the ocean, or you can just hear a vast ocean of silence right now. Maybe right now lots of thoughts are buzzing through your mind. Maybe right now you feel anxious, or you feel scared, or you feel peaceful right now. But the point is, this is the present scene of the movie of your life. This is the present moment. This is what's alive right now. And true healing always involves turning towards this present moment